friends. I'm your host, Erin Port, and welcome to the Simple Purposeful Living Podcast. Life can be overwhelming and busy, so once a week, I invite you to join me, and together we will make simple tweaks to uncomplicate the hard parts of our life so we can spend more time doing what we love. You don't have to overhaul your life to love it, so let's get started. It's almost Valentine's Day, friends. It's the perfect way to celebrate midwinter with my entire family. So even though Valentine's Day isn't necessarily meant for the whole family, it is often geared toward romantic love. We do it a little bit differently around here with a few special treats. My husband and I usually try to use Valentine's Day as the perfect excuse to sneak out on a date night at some point, but usually on the actual day, it's a family affair. It's a great opportunity to make the Day of Love special for all of my Valentines, big or little. If you're looking for a way to celebrate your husband or your kids of all ages, I have a few fun family Valentine's Day ideas you can do without too much money, work, or effort, or a trip to the store. I hope you find a new, meaningful way to celebrate with those you love, because simple things matter. Okay, so the number one thing is to make a top 10 list. Who doesn't love to hear all of the qualities you love about them? Remember good old-fashioned love letters? Well, let's bring them back with this simple idea. With four kids, I always find it's a good idea to be intentional about letting them know why they matter and what makes them special. We often assume as moms that our kids just know how we feel. But as I was telling my husband the other day, you never outgrow hearing that I'm proud of you from your mom and your dad. And I'm 40 years old and I still love hearing that. And so if I feel that way at 40, my kids definitely feel that way too. So last year, I added this fun idea to the mix and it was a hit. I made a homemade Valentine with a list of why I loved each of my kids and my husband. If you have a family member with a love language of words of affirmation, hey, it's me, we often give the way that we like to receive, this is a great addition to your Valentine's Day. You can just cut out a piece of paper in a heart shape and record your list. You can even type them out and print them out. I just put them then on our kitchen table at dinner time and had them each read them. And then I actually put them in my kids' school bins because I think it'll be fun for them to look back on some of the characteristics that I loved about them or that they exhibited at a specific age. So super fun idea. In lieu of a top 10 list, you could also grab our best-selling happy note sticky notes and encourage your kids to write down something they love about their siblings or their parents, and you can stick them to the doors. It's kind of called heart attack, and you can stick those sticky notes to the doors around the house. I always seek creative ways and unique experiences to foster a strong sibling bond, and letting siblings know why other siblings actually like them when they're not fighting with them is always a good opportunity. Okay, so make a top 10 list or use our happy notes to share with each other why you love each other. Okay, the next thing is, I'm going to take it old school. I am a child of the 80s, and that comes out from time to time. But let's go back to making homemade Valentine's Day cards with the paper doilies. And, you know, like when I was a kid, I glued just the right conversation heart to each Valentine because you didn't want to send the wrong impression to the wrong person, but you wanted to send the right impression to the right person, if you know what I mean. You know, get out the tissue paper, the construction paper, the stickers, the tape, the glue, whatever, and just have some fun making some good old-fashioned Valentines. You could mail these to your grandparents, give them to your neighbors, or if you have a plethora and your kids are feeling extra creative, you could take them to the local nursing home or care center to brighten somebody's day for the holiday. Okay, the next thing is some Valentine's Day inspired games. Now, I've played these games both at my kids' classroom parties. You can also just play them at home for a super fun but quick event. So if you have a really busy Valentine's Day night, maybe just throw in a game to make it kind of fun. We often assume these grand gestures have to happen, but even a 5-minute game can be super fun for kids and something that they'll remember forever. So take the pressure off, mom. Just incorporating one of these, depending on how much time you have, would be so fun. So the first thing I did is I grabbed a heart-shaped pillow, I even grabbed a heart-shaped styrofoam heart at the local Dollar Tree. And you can play hot heart. It's kind of the same as hot potato. And, you know, you just pass it around. And when the music stops, that person's out. Super fun. Or you could also cut out paper hearts and put them on the floor with a little bit of tape and play it like musical chairs. But instead of musical chairs, it's musical hearts. Super fun as well. Or you could even do a dance party and do freeze dance when the music stops. If somebody's still dancing, they're out. Lots of super fun ideas just in there. And then if you get tired of the moving around a lot and want to sit on the couch, you can cut out a bunch of hearts, hide them around your house, and see how many hearts they can find. This is especially great if you're stuck indoors and you want something for the kids to do. It's kind of like an indoor Easter egg hunt, but with hearts instead of Easter eggs, and the kids can really enjoy it. Okay, like I said, this would be perfect for parties or at home. And if your kids are a little bit older like mine, even having a family game night, like I mentioned in our last podcast about a no spin challenge, spending time at home playing games is so underrated, but so fun. And especially since you have a stack of games you probably haven't played. So it would be even fun to have a challenge of like, let's try to play every game that we own over the course of the next month. Or, you know, so picking out a few for Valentine's Day to play as a family would be fun. And then also just you could pop some popcorn, get out some blankets, and watch a fun Valentine's Day special or movie as a family. I know it's kind of hard to find a movie you can all agree on, but maybe go with a classic that you can enjoy as a family. Speaking of simplifying, streamlining, and succeeding in 2024, we want to help you practically, not just with ideas, but also resources. So we created a free printable pack with decluttering checklists, cleaning checklists, and routine checklists. Grab your free, yes, I said free, pack today at simplepurposefulliving.com/simplify. The link is also in our show notes. And then if you're looking for some food ideas, I have some on the website that I will link in the show notes, some different breakfast ideas where you can take cinnamon rolls and just wrap them up in the way of a heart, or you can take a heart-shaped cookie cutter and cut out a piece of bread so that you have a heart shape in the middle of the bread and put an egg in the middle so you have kind of heart-shaped egg in a hole, if you will. Lots of different options for breakfast for Valentine's Day. Like I said, that's in the show notes. But one of our favorite traditions for my husband and I, we spent our first Valentine's Day dinner at a local pizza shop in Ames, Iowa. And he got us a heart-shaped pizza. So fun. And we've carried on that tradition with our kids thanks to Papa Murphy's. This is not sponsored. They don't know who I am. But they always do a heart baker pizza. It's in the heart, the shape of a heart. It's normally really reasonably priced. So I go and I get a couple of those, some of their cheese breadsticks, and I pop them in the oven, and we have heart baker pizza for dinner for Valentine's Day. You can even make your own heart-shaped pizzas, and everybody can make their own the way they like them, but just makes for a really fun and, again, simple way to celebrate. These aren't hard, but it's a lovely meal, if you know what I mean. Okay, the next one is to set a fancy table. Now, notice I didn't say set. Have a fancy meal, but it might be kind of fun to pull out your china and your special, you know, wine glasses or whatever and decorate the table with some candles and maybe a little bit of chocolate on the table, because when in doubt, you always add chocolate, and turn down the lights and turn on some romantic love music or whatever and have yourself a fancy little meal with your family at home. You can work on etiquette and you can go over your top 10 list and you can eat that heart baker pizza on some fancy dishes. Just makes it kind of fun and special and just sets it apart from a weeknight meal. Again, it's just the simplest things that make it really fun for kids. And if you're not interested in setting a fancy table, how about you have a charcuterie supper on the floor, like a picnic? My kids love charcuterie picnics or a snack tray picnic. So I just pop a bunch of different things on a platter. Maybe you could even do lots of different red things like pepperoni and red peppers, and you could put it all on a tray and pull out. I like to do like a waterproof shower curtain, especially when the kids are young. Just lay that out so if something spills, it's no big deal. Turn on a movie or a little Valentine's Day special and watch a show while you eat in the family room. I'm telling you what, just changing the location of where you eat with kids is so fun and exciting for them. So something to think about. Okay, the next thing I thought is about is gifting a date to your children. Okay, so a couple of years ago, I got these really cool scratch-off tickets, and I'm going to link the blog post with all of these ideas, and they're linked in there. But basically, you just get this little card, and you put a sticker over the top that scratches off, but you write what your message is before you stick that sticker on top. And you could gift a date to your kids. If you have a kid that especially is a quality time kid and you have lots of kids and you feel like you don't get as much one-on-one time, giving a date, giving the gift of time to your kids or even to your spouse is really a fun way to celebrate the season. You could go bowling or get your nails done. You could go out for dessert or to dinner to see a movie, go to an arcade. You could even just ride bikes. You could, it doesn't have to cost a lot of money, but spending that time with kids and purposely planning on it is so important. So Valentine's Day is a great opportunity to do that. Plus, you don't have to spend a lot of money on gifts since we just had Christmas, but spending some quality time when maybe we have a little bit more in the wintertime would be a good idea. Okay, the next thing is to make a homemade dessert. I mean, I don't know about you, but we don't have a lot of desserts during the week, so my kids would just love to have a special dessert. You could do ice cream sundaes. You could make chocolate-covered strawberries. I have a divine 2-ingredient chocolate-covered strawberry recipe on my website. It is so good. I will also link it in the show notes. But just making something special and festive, having a fun dessert in the middle of the week, it just makes it so special. And it doesn't take a whole lot. You can even make it as a family or make it as after school with the kids. They would just love that. And then the last idea that I have for you is to take the 5 love languages quiz. Now, each of us has a love language. There's quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service, physical touch, and gifts. Those are the 5. And each of us ranks higher in some than others. And for me, over the years, it's gone from acts of service to gifts or to words of affirmation. It just kind of changes based on the season of life. When my kids were little, acts of service was high, probably because I was exhausted and needed all the help I could get. And now as my kids get older, I'm back to words of affirmation. If you tell me I'm doing a great job and you're so proud of me, oh my goodness, I am butter in your hands. But not all of our family members receive love the same way we do. And we often give love, like I said, the way we like to receive love. So it's really helpful to have your family members, and they have it for kids now too, to take this love languages quiz so that you can be more intentional about loving them in this new year. And what other great time than Valentine's Day to actually figure out how your family likes to be loved and then intentionally, in simple ways, love them in that way. So we're going to do that again because we haven't taken it in a while. And I'm kind of curious. I have my inkling that some of my kids are maybe more quality time while others are more words of affirmation. So we'll have to see. And then I'm going to have my husband do it again because, like I said, different seasons. I think he's quality time, but we shall see. And again, it's tricky because I'm words of affirmation and he's quality time. So I don't always think of giving him time. I'm more one to like just boost him up and tell him all sorts of things, which he likes. But how he really feels love is when I just sit with him and watch TV with him and chat with him or go on a walk with him. He loves that. So all right, so the 5 love languages quiz, and I have that linked in the blog post for this week. So just remember, while the world makes Valentine's Day out to be the most romantic day of the year, you can totally pave your own path and share your love with the whole family. Like I said, I live a good reason to celebrate midwinter. Hopefully you can incorporate some of these simple but creative ideas to make your day extra special without a whole lot of extra fuss. I have found kids don't care if it's fancy or costs a lot of money. They just love that you took the time to make it special, even if it's simple. Hopefully these fun ideas will help you do just that. And again, all of these ideas are in the show notes, including breakfast ideas. I also have some simple gift ideas in case you're in the market and want to buy some things. And also all of these ideas plus more are in this week's blog post. So check out the show notes. Your practical takeaway this week is just to consider, how do you want to celebrate Valentine's this day this year? Do you need to pick up some Valentines for the classroom party? Do you need to pick up some candy for your family? Do you want to do a charcuterie picnic? Just having a simple plan is going to make the holiday less stressful and overwhelming, and it's going to help you simplify and be more purposeful about celebrating. All right, friends, until next time, have a great week. And remember, you don't have to overhaul your life to love it. Just one tweak at a time and you will change your life. Thanks for tuning in to the Simple Purposeful Living podcast. If you like this episode, it would mean so much if you'd share it with a friend or leave a quick rating and review so others can find our show. Until next time, you can find me at Simple Purposeful Living on Instagram and Facebook for some more encouragement and practical tips. You get one life, so let's enjoy it on purpose. Until next time, bye.